Hey, Dr. Randy here. Question. Do you have adult children and you've got a cluttered relationship with them? You don't know what to do. Maybe it's financial clutter. Maybe it's emotional clutter. Maybe it's unresolved issues, anger issues. Maybe the cord needs to be cut and the clutter eliminated. It's time for them to get on their own feet. I don't know what you're facing. But I'll tell you what, in the next 28 minutes, we're going to give you some help and encouragement. You're going to hear some stories and learn some lessons on how to declutter a relationship with an adult son or daughter. I'm Dr. Randy. Welcome to Intentional Living today. And I want to say thanks to those of you who started to respond yesterday to this very special brand new offer of a brand new resource just released this week, a new book called Declutter Your Life, How to Discover Freedom Through Intentional Living. And it's not so much a book on decluttering a cluttered drawer in your office, but that may be part of it, but more so how to declutter your mind, your relationship, your spirit, in those areas that maybe are holding you down, keeping you back. You can discover how to receive it. It's for joining the ministry. Your support of $1 a day to help us with our listener-supported ministry is appreciated. Call 888-888-1717. Or go to theintentionallife.com. All right, to the topic today. Chrissy's got a question for me. Chrissy, go right ahead.
My question is, my 19-year-old will not work. Will not. He keeps, he'll have 50 excuses. He'll say he's trying, he won't do it. And it's kind of causing a rift between me and my husband because we don't really know what to do. And we've asked him to leave. And, I wouldn't have just made him leave because he wasn't working, but he also is just really angry and kind of hateful, too, and it's causing issues with the other children, too.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. What do you think? How and when do you do that as a parent? Some of you have been down that road intentionally. You've dealt with it as the best you can in an appropriate way. Some of you blew it in the process. Let's learn together. This is a community here at Intentional Living, learning together how to be intentional with things that matter. And when we have a relationship that needs some cleaning up, decluttered a little bit, how do you deal with it as a follower of Christ? Thinking about decluttering, though, the reason I got on that topic today was I was thinking about one of our children and her spouse and three of our grandchildren are called to ministry in Africa. Here's the decluttering thing that came up. Only take with them what they can get in the suitcases on the airplane. I mean, that's it. All the junk, when we move from house A to house B, you got this great big U-Haul, and then in a second U-Haul, they get to take for life, for their family, whatever they can put on the airplane. And there's a great show someday. If you could only take to your next destination in life what you could get in the suitcases on an airplane, what would you take? That's an interesting declutter question. We'll get to that. But first things first, Chrissy, when she called, I want you to hear a little more of her call because we really need not only to help her but others to be intentional in decluttering maybe an unhealthy relationship or an issue that needs to be dealt with. What would you say to Chrissy and others today? Take a listen.
I have a question. I have a family. I have my husband, and then I have two sons that I had previously to my husband, and then one little one that is my husband's. My older ones are 19 and almost 17. But my question is, or just giving you background, is my 19-year-old will not work, will not. He keeps, he'll have 50 excuses. He'll say he's trying, he won't do it. And it's kind of causing a rift between me and my husband because we don't really know what to do. And we've asked him to leave, we told him he could go stay at his dad's. That isn't very much in the picture ever, but we told him he could go stay there, or his grandma has taken him in right now, and she's kind of undermining the parenting situation. He's always kind of dealt with some issues his whole life with, he had a little bit of a learning disability, but it was more so he just had a hard time focusing, but he was really quiet too, and so he just kind of always pulled through school, just kind of bare minimum. And, I wouldn't have just made him leave because he wasn't working, but he also is just really angry and kind of hateful, too, and it's causing issues with the other children, too. Mm.
All right. As a parent, maybe you've been down this path with your son or daughter, or maybe your parents had to deal with that in your life as you became a young adult. How do we transition? You know, we talk about this clutter thing. How do you transition from childhood into adulthood in an effective, intentional way? Sometimes it works beautifully, and sometimes it's very bumpy and very difficult. And I'd love to hear how some of you intentionally handled this. I will say this, we have to, and I think God really wants us to maintain relationship. And it's important, whatever process that you're going through with a young adult, that you go to try to maintain the relationship. You might be angry, you might be frustrated, you may be hurt, they may be disappointing you, you're frustrated, and if a blended family, you had all the complexity of his versus mine and ours, and there will be things that may be said during that time that are irreversible down the road. There are times things are done that down the road are at best difficult to pull back from. And so when we think of intentional living, can I encourage you today, if you're a parent with a young adult and you're going through this and you're trying to make an important decision, now more than ever, that you would declare your intention before God that whatever we do, we're going to do this in the best interest of our son or daughter, the best interest of our family, and we're not going to allow our emotions to dictate how we respond. Now, they're going to drive you maybe internally in how you're feeling, but if you allow those feelings to dictate what you actually say and do, you could have great regret. Maybe some of you can express that, and you can share that that was your experience. All right, the lines are busy. Love to have you join in. 888-888-1717 is the number. Ali from New Mexico. We talked to just a few weeks ago on a related topic. Go right ahead, Ali.
I've got a son that's just turned 22, I'm sorry. But we've sent him to a rehab in the past. He's addicted.
Did he want to go, or did you just force him to go?
It was more of me forcing him to go.
Yeah, as you know, you've learned, people don't change unless they want to change.
I have worked in the court system for 25 years.
Yeah, and you've seen that then, haven't you?
I can see them being ordered and it not working, but unfortunately, I didn't know what to do, and that's what I did.
Sure. You're a dad. That's what parents do. You try, right?
I finally sent him to a type of military school, and he did get through that and graduated. After he got out, he just went back to using drugs. And at 21, I just finally just shut him off, and I didn't give him any more money or anything like that. And he's, like I say, just turned 22, but I don't know where to go from here.
Yeah. How are you doing, Ali?
I'm doing all right. It's just we don't have any type of relationship whatsoever. It hurts me very deeply, but I don't know what to do.
Does he know that you really love him? Do you think he feels that?
I hope so. I have tried to show him love, and he was the best child in the world. And we went and did everything in the world, and we went to church. We did everything until he turned about 12, 13 years old. And then that's when the problems really started.
Yeah, so he's on the streets now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Do you have contact with him?
Yes, sir. I say I have contact with him. I see him, but he doesn't talk to me.
Mm. Well, we're praying for you, brother. Listen, I think that's the question as a parent. When is the time and how do you do it when you have to cut the string, cut the cord, let your child live with the choices in life that they've made? When do you step in? When you step back? This is not, by the way, this is not a perfect science. This is as much art and understanding of your own spiritual relationship with Christ and your own parenting strengths and weaknesses as you go through this. That's the question. This is intentional living.
You know, that box of electronics is a radio.
No, it's not.
No, I mean that stuff can connect you to stuff you really need.
Okay, totally confused.
For example, that tablet, put the Intentional Living app on there, boom! Works for smartphones too, or that mouse. Just use it to connect the computer or laptop to theintentionallife.com.
And Intentional Living has the stuff I need?
You can hear the programs again. Get connected, grow your faith.
Okay, I'll plug in the mouse again. You download the app on these five devices.
Ugh.
I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with number 9 on the list of the top 10 things that people do intentionally to live on purpose. And successful people tend to declutter their lives regularly. You realize if you took 5 minutes every day just to declutter something, your mind, your heart, maybe a pile of papers on your desk, that'd be about 30 hours in a year. That's a lot. To be intentional in decluttering your life is a serious part of this process that we call intentional living. Every day, maybe there's something in a relationship with your spouse that needs to be decluttered, to sit down and talk it through and get it off the checklist of issues. Maybe there's something you have to talk about with one of your children to resolve an issue, or maybe at work, or pay a bill, or make a phone call. Whatever that one thing is, declutter your life today. That's intentional living.
For more information and inspiration, go to theintentionallife.com.
Decluttering your life, that's the Intentional Minute heard here and around the world. It's one of those topics near and dear to my own little heart today, because I wrestle with this myself, not only with stuff, more so with stuff than other things. Hard for me to throw things away because you never know when you're going to need them. And my garage can prove it, that I never need them. That's the thing. And my wife, if she's listening... That's right, Randy. You preach it, brother. We're talking decluttering. Today, it may be in the relationship with an adult son or daughter, and you feel the relationship is cluttered, and you just don't want to, you're not going to throw out a relationship. You want to have a good relationship. Maybe you got to declutter some of the emotionality, declutter some of the hurts, declutter some of the patterns of behavior that haven't worked in the past, and change the direction. We started today, Chrissy from Kansas isn't sure how to handle this problem with a 19-year-old son. When to cut the cord, how to cut the cord. You all are responding. Let's go. Carol is in New Mexico. Welcome to the program, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
Good, doing well. Thank you. Go right ahead.
Well, my story is that we had a daughter, and between the ages of 17 through 21, it was the same thing. It was drugs and alcohol and running with the wrong friends. I would pray out to the Lord to please help us. And one day she came home and she's, you know, to deliver her. And one day she came home and she said, Mom, I'm pregnant. Mm. And I looked up at the Lord and I said, but Lord, I didn't mean like that, you know. And so she had the baby, a little baby boy, and we were helping her raise him. You know, we were supplying all the baby's needs. I mean, all she had to do was open the closet and pull out a diaper, you know, the formula. It was all there. So my husband and I were constantly fighting about this and just fighting about it. And one day I just... sought the Lord on this, and I said, Lord, help us. What are we supposed to do? And I heard the Lord say that my husband and I had to come together on this.
Yes.
We had to be in unity with this and make the decision to cut her off. Because he said, as long as you continue to do everything for her, she will never look for me.
That's right.
She will never seek me. So we made the decision together, and it was very hard. It was one of the hardest things. And what made it even harder is that she got mad and she took the baby with her and they took off and we didn't know where they were. And that was really, really hard for us with the baby being gone, not knowing what was going on, where were they at. So one day she comes in about 2 weeks later, really. I mean, 2 weeks is a long time, you know, but she, for us, and she came in, the baby on the floor, and said, I can't do this. I can't take care of him. And she took off.
Wow.
So for the next 18 months, my husband and I raised the little boy. And then one day, she came home, and when she came home, she was ready, and she actually met someone, and they got married, and they have my grandson, and they had a granddaughter, and my daughter was actually able to get her bachelor's degree.
So what I hear you saying, Carol, is at the end of the day, she had to grow up, she had to face reality, and I think to add on to that, we can overdo for our kids or our young adults. We can solve their problems, jump in too soon, cover everything, make it easy for them. And in the process, we weaken them. When we do everything for our children, we weaken them. And that's also true with young children. That's why throughout the years, intentional living has taught, you know, hold your kids accountable. Give them as much responsibility as age appropriate. Allow them to solve problems. Don't jump in and solve everything for them. Because if they learn to do that when they're young adults and teenagers, it'll help them when they get into adulthood. Really powerful. Thank you, Carol. Appreciate it. We've got to move on. A lot of people want to join in on this, talking about young adults. When do you cut the string? How do you do it? Anna in Georgia, go right ahead.
Hey, Randy.
Hey.
I just am wanting to really touch base as far as on the young adult side. I'm 24 years old. I actually just turned 25 a few days ago, and my parents split up when I was young, and my mom really struggled. She really didn't know what to really do, didn't know how to raise a 8- and 10-year-old by herself, and really relied on her parents, which very thankful for them. And you know, it was something that both of myself and my brother realized young, that we needed to step up, we needed to take on responsibility. We see my mom struggling, so we did. We both figured out how to make a lemonade stand, and we figured out how to, you know, volunteer and do things that people noticed. We want to work, we want to help, we want to do something to help our mom. And we started getting babysitting jobs and pet jobs, you know, walking or cleaning the dog or the cat or whatever. And it taught us to be responsible. At 10 and 12 years old, we were making $50 a week and not doing chores.
Wow.
You know, whereas as a normal 10-year-old, you're doing chores and you get $5 a week or whatever the new standard is for that now.
Now let me ask, what are you doing now? You obviously are a very responsible young person, and you're on your own now. You married, you have family, or?
I'm married. Actually, the whole part of the declutter is getting into that is when I finally met the man of my dreams, and I've known him for years. And I told Mom, I was like, Mom, I've got to go. This is where I need to be. I prayed about it. I mean, went to different churches that I've been involved with throughout my life and sat down with youth pastors that I've grown up with and talked to them and told them my story, just getting different perspectives. And it always follow it. You know, if God's given you that door, go through it. And
Well, it sounds like, Anna, part of what
you're in a few months.
How long did you say?
In a few months, we'll be celebrating a year.
Oh, congratulations. That's good. Hey, listen, you know, we kind of bringing in this whole declutter theme in this process of the relationships. And part of what you did was you grew up, you were responsible, but there was a point you felt God was leading you, and it was a natural progression. I think it's a difficult thing for some families, almost like tearing a flesh when we get into these young adult years and helping our kids grow into adulthood. But I just want to revisit, you know, Chrissy started all this with the question about the 19-year-old son leaving home and not being responsible, maybe a good kid, but not responsible. And when do we cut him off and how do we handle it? There's no perfect science to this. You have to be in agreement as a couple. If you're a single parent, really get good counsel. But man, listen, make sure that you're being intentional in maintaining that relationship. That is such a critical part of it. How to be intentional, maybe how to declutter a relationship that isn't working so well in a healthy way with your adult son or daughter.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
There's one thing I want to share on this point that I think are important for us to live intentionally. Do what you can and leave the outcome to God. God doesn't intend for us to sit on our hands and just stand by. He wants us to be intentional. He wants us to be active. The scripture's clear that we are to be busy about the Father's business. We are to live our lives with intentionality. But where we mistake living intentionally is that sometimes we think, because I'm intentional, I control the outcome. Boy, wouldn't that be nice? That's a clip, an excerpt from the teaching this month on 10 things I learned on an airplane. You put a couple hundred people inside of a tube called an airplane and leave us in there for 2 or 3 hours, and you learn a lot. And one of the things we learn is we're not that much in control. You know, when we take off, we're trusting the physics, we're trusting the pilot, we're trusting the machine that was put together somewhere, and ultimately, of course, trusting God. And yet we think in life so often that we have control, and yet we do not. And that's one of the lessons we learn of the 10 flying an airplane. It's one of those lessons I think will be just a lot of fun to listen to, one of those aha moment lessons, a great lesson to share with your kids, your young people,
talk about these lessons together. I mean, that's the most important thing we can do as a parent or a teacher, is to share some things that make kids think. Anyway, it's available right now. It's our featured lesson for all members of Intentional Living, those who support monthly. And if you're not, why not? We'd love to have you. We need your help. You can join us today. And when you become a member, $1 a day or more, you not only receive access to that, to all the lessons, but also to a brand new book just released this week called Declutter Your Life, How to Live Intentionally. Powerful new book. It's available. Just go to theintentionallife.com or call 888-888-1717 anytime. Talk to the operator. Say, I want to be a part of intentional living. You know, we get a lot of comments that come in on our storyline, and it's always fun to share some with you. Take a listen.
I'm just calling to leave you a little bit of a testimony. A few months back, we started listening to Intentional Living, maybe 5 months ago, and now we have decided that to stop climbing the corporate ladder. I've recently, actually just yesterday, finished my last day of the corporate world, and we are now becoming missionaries in Gilbert, Arizona. We will be opening up a student union and a pizza place to basically run the finances for the student union, and we just decided it's the time to take God serious and follow Him and live intentionally, and that's where we're heading. So we will see what the next few months hold from that and how God shows up and how He works in that. So anyway, thank you guys very much.
Hey, listen, that was left on our comment line. I'd love to hear, as a young couple making a big decision to be intentional, I'd love to get a follow-up on that. Let us know. How'd that turn out? What's going on? What is God doing? We'd love to hear the success stories of phase two, chapter two, in the lives of what you're telling us, all right? Today, we started with Chrissy, who got us in the focus of a 19-year-old son and how to cut the strings, help him grow up, leave home. How does she handle it? And you all have been responding. Laura's next with a comment from Michigan. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. Thanks for waiting. Go right ahead.
Well, as I explained when I called in, I'm in the middle of this. I have three daughters, and my two bookend daughters are very responsible. They took to the training and restrictions we laid out for them. My middle child, however, is probably one of the reasons why I'm calling in. One of the things that my husband and I did to be intentional with them, to kind of mold them to be young adults, is the freshman year that the fall of their freshman year, they started high school, and they knew it was coming, so it was no culture shock, but we quit paying for niceties. So if our budget allowed to buy product X, but you wanted product Y, then you had to do chores to earn that, to get that for yourself, because we wanted them to learn to budget. And two have taken very well to that, and the middle one, however, has not. And it really reared its ugly head when we had driver's training enter the issue. And we split driver's training costs, and our middle child would not save a dime. It came in and it went right back out. Well, it took 2.5, almost 3 years for that lesson to come full circle, but her younger sister saved all of her money and was able to pay for her driver's ed in full and drove home with a permit before the middle child even got hers.
Now, let me see. You're saying the middle child didn't save enough, didn't save for the half of the driver's ed training, and therefore didn't drive for a couple of years?
She did not get her license until she turned 18.
And how many dollars, how much money were we talking about here?
$150.
So it wasn't worth saving $150 bucks. Yeah.
Yeah, they were $350, and mom and dad were paying $200, and our children had to pay $150.
Now, was she bugging you during that time? Like, oh, you're terrible parents? You should be coughing this up for me?
She would fling vulgarities at us.
Oh, wow.
And she would want to get real pushy, and the bigger tantrum you threw, think I was going to cave in, and it didn't fly. And so the last time we had money to pay for it, she walked in my room, and we'll just say she was rude. And so I ended up driving her into town, which is about 40 minutes away from us, and we had to pay our energy bill. And she was griping that she had to go inside and pay for it. And why did I have to do it? I said, because I wanted the pure enjoyment of seeing the look on your face when I just told you that that was your driver's training money.
Oh, ouch. Hey, we got to ask this. We're about to go off the air, Laura. How's she doing now?
We are straddling a line. We're struggling like the original caller. She's one that thinks that she bats her brown eyes and somebody will give in. Mm. And unfortunately, mom won't, so I'm the evil one. And, we're butting heads a little bit, but she's starting to learn that things have price tags.
Mm, that's for sure. Hey, listen, keep loving her. Pick your battles carefully. This kind of overview of what we do at our conferences. Pick battles carefully. You got to stick to your guns sometimes. Say, hey, this is it. And I think that's a good thing. Teaching them to be responsible. Explaining why so they understand why. But if you don't hold the grounds, they push you around. They think that's the way life works, and that's not the way life works.
Hi, my name is Jean. When one of my sons, and they're in their early 40s right now, called from jail. He had been driving a car without insurance, and he was drinking. And I said, I'm not going to rescue you. That's what I told him over the phone. It might have sounded harsh, but I think that was a step in growing up for him. This was before he was married. I think that sometimes we become too codependent to our children, but it helped him grow up, you know? Thank you very much, and so thankful to have your program.
Wow. Listen, I'm so thankful to have you, because listeners like you that share from your own life experience the authenticity of your walk and your family and the realities of your family to help so many other people. That's a tough thing to do. You know, sometimes when it comes to our adult, sons and daughters, we either have a soft side or a hard side that we have to practice. The soft side when they're hurting and need some encouragement, and the harder side of parenting when they need to face the realities of the decisions that they have made. Certainly, that's what we hear there. I hope you got some encouragement today, heard some things. I did. You know, we do these shows for one reason. That's just to get us back to be thinking intentionally. The question is, what one thing could you do in the next 30 days would make the single biggest difference in your marriage, or in this case, with your kids, your adult sons and daughters? What are you going to do as a result of what you heard today? One thing you can do is declutter that relationship with that son or daughter. We have a brand new book that can encourage you to do that. It's called Declutter Your Life, How to Live Intentionally in Freedom. Freedom through intentional living. It's available to those of you who join us today in monthly support of the Intentional Living Ministry, or increasing your monthly support. If you share that dollar a day or more, we'll make sure that you receive that, along with access to all of the great teaching that we have up on our website. It's available to you. How do you do it? Just call anytime. The phone lines are open this week and next for your calls anytime during the day. 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.